Shalom Aleichem and B'yaf HaPtit 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Zvachim Chaf Zayin, Zvachim 27b, pagination is 54. We'll start on the bottom of the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah on the second wide line. There are two particular prohibitions associated with a karban that are going to be discussed in our Mishnah. One is chutz lemikomo, if a person at the time of the shechita has in mind that the meat of the korban is going to be eaten out of its proper place, or to sprinkle the blood out of its proper place. That's the violation called chutz lemikomo, and that will be discussed in the first part of the Mishnah. That means that the korban is kosher in all other regards, but he had in mind chutz lemekomo, and that rule is going to be, even if they end up sprinkling the blood properly and eating the food in the proper place, but the machshava, the intent at the time of the shechita, is going to be the cause for concern. And at the end of the Mishnah, we're going to have a different case called chutz lezmano, if a person has in mind to do these critical acts regarding the korban out of the proper time. So again, out of the place or out of the time, but in all other regards, the korban was kosher. So the Mishnah says, Hashochet is hazevach, a person shechts the animal, lizrok damo bachutz, to sprinkle the blood outside of the Beis HaMikdash, or miktsas dama bachutz, or even part of the blood outside, lahakter emurav bachutz, or miktsas emurav bachutz, to bring what's supposed to be on the mizbeach, he's going to bring it elsewhere, lecho besorah bachutz, or kazayis mi besorah bachutz, to eat the meat outside, or a portion of the meat outside, or lecho kazayis mi orho alyo bachutz, important added phrase over here, or to eat a portion of the hide of the tail outside, puzzle. It's puzzle, it's invalid, ve'im bo kares, but there's no kares punishment associated with that. Second part of the Mishnah, lizrok dama lamachar, miktsas dama lamachar, if he has in mind to sprinkle the blood tomorrow, or even part of the blood tomorrow, lakter emurav lamachar, miktsas emurav lamachar, to bring the parts on the mizbeach at the wrong time, to eat the meat tomorrow, or even a portion of the meat tomorrow. Important added phrase over here. Or to eat a kezayis of the hide of the tail tomorrow. Pigul, that's called pigul. It has a very special name, a term. And there is kares associated with it. Now, for our purposes, let's just keep track that there is a violation called chutz lemekomo, outside of its proper place, and there's a different violation called chutz lezmano, out of its proper time. Both of these would invalidate the korban if you simply thought in those terms at the time of the shechita. Included in both chutz lemekomo and chutz lezmano is the case of the hide of the tail. Asks the Gemara. Savrua, based on the preconceived notion that or alya ka'alya dami, that the hide of the tail has the same rule as the tail, which the Gemara acknowledges could be a possible out of my question, if you tell me that that's not true. But if we assume it's given that the hide of the tail is the same as the tail itself, the meat of the tail, and that it's processed the same way, if it's brought on the mizbeach, then it's brought on the mizbeach. Then both parts are brought on the mizbeach. Then I have a question. He's having intent from what's supposed to go on the mizbeach and having intent that he's going to eat it at the wrong time or in the wrong place. The simple understanding, which the Gemara is using, is that in order to be in violation of chutz l'mekomo or chutz l'zmano, you have to have in mind that you're going to eat something that's supposed to be eaten. The only thing is that you're having in mind to eat it at the wrong time or in the wrong place. But if you have in mind about something that's not getting eaten, it's going on the Mizbeach, and you have in mind to eat it at the wrong time, that's not chutz l'zmano, it's not chutz l'mekomo. That's a totally left field, wrong concentration. And therefore, again, the Gemara says, Savrua or alya ka'alya domi. We thought that the hide of the tail is going to be the same rule as the tail. And since the tail is brought on the Mizbeach, I don't understand why thinking about the hide of the tail in an incorrect way should invalidate the Karban. It's not a food. Answers the Gemara. A number of suggestions. I'd like to focus on the one of Rav Chista, which is about a fifth of the way down on the page, maybe a quarter. At the end of a line, Rav Chista Omar. Rav Chista says, La'olam or ha'alya ka'alya domi. The hide of the tail is the same rule as the tail. You're correct. V'hacha b'maya askinon. But what are we talking about over here? Ba'alya shel gidi. The tail of a goat. Okay. The normal tail that we thought we were going to be dealing with was that of a sheep. And a sheep's tail does indeed go on the Mizbeach. And therefore, if you assume that the hide of the tail is the same as the tail, that's also going on the Mizbeach. And I don't understand, as the Gemara outlined in its question, why thinking incorrectly about eating the hide of the tail should have been... It's not something that's eaten. It has nothing to do. You had a concept that's not applicable to this korban. Says Rav Chista, we're talking about the gedi's tail, the goat's tail. And the goat's tail is indeed eaten. And therefore, such a machshava, such an intent, would have impact. Because you're having in mind that something that's going to get eaten is going to get eaten at the wrong time or in the wrong place. Now, it is common that people don't know the difference between a sheep and a goat. It's an interesting thing that they're kind of grouped together in many people's minds. A sheep, a keves, a gedi, an aes. It's a different animal, sheep and goats. One of the ways that people teach the difference between a sheep and a goat is regarding the tail. On a sheep, the tail hangs down. On a goat, the tail is upward. Whether that's a halachic definition or not, I'm not familiar. But the way it's taught, that's typically how it's taught. Interestingly, a sheep's tail might sometimes be shortened if it's in a modern-day flock. And therefore, the tail really can be short, just like a goat's tail is short. But you could still tell the difference because of a number of these differences, including the goat tail going up, the sheep tail going down. This Gemara, that our basic approach was regarding a sheep's tail, and it was only when Rav Chista, after a few suggestions, comes along and makes a suggestion, no, we're talking about a goat, and it does get eaten, that we suddenly realize that option is related to a famous Gemara in Psachim, Daf Gimel, Amud Beis. The Gemara relates that there was a non-Jew who taunted Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. This non-Jew said, a non-Jew is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, but I have gone to Yerushalayim and I have ka'achilna mishufri shufri. I've done this. I've eaten from the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra wanted to trip him up and expose him to the Jews of Jerusalem without sending an actual message. He was distant from Yerushalayim, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra told him, but you never ate from the tail. When you go, you have to ask to eat from the tail. So that's what this person did. And they started wondering about him. He's asking to eat from the tail. Everybody knows that the tail goes on the Mizbeach. Rashi says, "Dichsiv bekeves ha'al yotamima." It says regarding a sheep, the entire tail intact goes on the Mizbeach. And therefore they checked into him and they realized he was a non-Jew and he was exposed. Tosfos asks, "Afagav de gedi enal yaso kareva." Excuse me, a Karban Pesach can be brought of a goat as well. And in that case, the tail is eaten. It's not brewed on the Mizbeach. Answers Tosfos, "Rov pischeyim haya tele." Most of their Karban Pesach animals were indeed sheep. And that's why this trick worked. But it wasn't a trick in a pure halachic sense, because there could be an animal being brought as a Karban Pesach, in which case he would have been allowed to eat from the tail. But that's not the typical case. And again, to note over here that our Mishnah says that the tail was being eaten, or could have been eaten, and that's why his intent to eat it in the wrong way makes an impact. And the Gemara wonders, but if it's a sheep, we don't eat that tail. Rav Chisda is answering, by a gedi, you are allowed to eat the tail, and therefore this intent would impact the entire karban. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.